800-259-9231 as we kick off hour two of the Monday edition. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy it. It is totally free. That again, freetalklive.com. At the end of the last hour, we started a pretty disturbing story. Going to start it over and finish it up in this hour. But it was following a major story about the Defense Authorization Act of 2007, I believe was the name of it, that essentially allows allows the federal government, George Bush, to take local National Guardsmen, co-opt them as federal law enforcement agents, and drop them in whatever area they want to for the purposes of martial law, for the purposes of suppressing an insurrection, suppressing a protest, suppressing anything. There's the language is so vague in this law that the president can use the military and the National Guard as law enforcement officers for whatever reason they want to. This is not embellishment. This is not fear-mongering. This is for real. This is not a fear-mongering show, Free Talk Live. I would rather be talking about fun stuff, really. I really would. But this is serious, and it's going on right underneath our noses, and nobody is even aware of it. It's not being talked about. And it's scary enough as is, but it gets really scary when your kids get involved, like what happened in Wyoming, Michigan. Now, this wasn't the federal police, but it might as well have been, because the way the police are militarized today, and have been for over a decade or two, I mean, the police are becoming more and more like the military as time has gone on. So it's not going to be very difficult for the majority of Americans to accept this change. This change being the fact that the military may very well be patrolling their streets sometime soon. It won't be it's not going to be a really big jump, Mark, from going from the SWAT team wearing camouflage, wearing military fatigues, acting like a military team,
right,
actual military.
If it looks like a soldier and it acts like a soldier, I wonder what it is.
Wyoming, Michigan, a school safety drill, according to the AP, that included police officers in riot gear with weapons, has caused concern among some parents who say it was too realistic and frightened some students. How about the fact that there's a safety drill with police with weapons at your school? The fact that it's too realistic and frightening isn't the issue. The issue is that this is going on around kids.
I mean, do these guns have bullets in them?
We'll address that. Police in the western Michigan community of Wyoming entered two classrooms at Lee Middle and High School. Middle schoolers! On Thursday, and announced that there was a threat to the school. Students who are unaware police were conducting a drill were taken from the classroom into the halls, patted down by officers, and asked what they had in their pockets, according to the newspaper. Now, we've pointed out before here on Free Talk Live that I remember when I was in high school and I'd gotten into some trouble. Principal and I were on a first-name basis. I had gotten into some trouble.
I believe that.
And I specifically asked him, well, what about my right to a trial? What about my right to freedom of speech? He says, you don't have any of those rights when you're on school campus. And since that time, I'd always remembered him saying that. And ever since I became a talk show host and started coming across stories like this, and stories that aren't like this, stories that are just about suppression of freedom of speech and suppression of various other rights on high school and other government school campuses, I know now that he was absolutely telling the truth. He was absolutely right. There is no Fourth Amendment when it comes to government school campuses, the right of the people. It doesn't say the right. It doesn't say the right of adults. It says the right of the people. And I'm pretty sure children are qualified as people. But anyway, who am I to know?
Unless the government disqualifies them, right?
The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Now, I guess you could always say, oh, well, this is reasonable. We're trying to protect the children. This was a reasonable search. It was reasonable to tell the kids that there's a threat to the school in the middle of the school day and then line them up against a wall and pat them down. That's real reasonable, huh?
Ask them questions. What do you got in your pockets?
That's exactly what they asked him. In fact,
what are you trying to hide, kid?
According to Marge Bradshaw, a parent with four children at the school, quote, some of these kids were so scared they just about wet their pants.
You know, and these parents, they think that they're stuck sending their kids to this school. They really just can't imagine what else that they could do. Take them out, educate them yourself, send them to private school.
Yeah, but they're already paying the taxes, Mark.
I understand they're already paying the taxes, and I know it's expensive, but what are you going to get out of the deal? How indoctrinated is your kid going to be?
Better yet, get together with another 20 parents that are like you and stop paying your taxes and pull your kids out of school and use that money to educate your children. That's what I would do. She says, I think it's pure wrong that the students and parents were not informed of this. Oh, that's all you should do is just inform the parents. And that's going to make it all okay. There's going to be a paramilitary drill going on in your school today, kids. Yeah, leave your kids in school for that one. There wouldn't be any kids in... I mean, I would hope that there wouldn't be as many kids in the school if they would warn the parents of these
things. Right. I wouldn't be there for it.
It's okay, though, because officers wore protective gear, including vests and helmets, and carried rifles that were unloaded and marked with colored tape to indicate they were not live weapons. The kids should know this, right? Kids know that whenever you put colored tape on a rifle, it's clearly not as scary anymore. What?
Nuts.
It's all about the attitude and the behavior of these soldiers. They might as well just be called soldiers because we're going to totally blur the lines here between military and police. These people who acted like soldiers, who are putting them up against a wall and searching them, you're supposed to think that, oh, there's orange tape on that gun. This is all fake, everybody. This is real. I mean, as far as they're concerned, this is real. They're soldiers bursting into their classroom. Deanna Silva, a parent of an 8th grade student, said the drill went too far. Quote, My child with his face to the wall in the highway of the high school, I certainly don't want anything like that happening to my child. Principal David Britton, though, said students weren't told ahead of time to make the drill as realistic as possible. Teachers were informed moments before it took place, he said.
They want to make it real by making the kids believe it.
That's right.
That's the reason.
I think this is the best way to do it. Principal is totally behind this.
Yeah.
We're not looking to scare anyone, but we want a sense of urgency. Really? You're not looking to scare anybody, huh? Really?
Well, obviously they were trying to scare them. They wanted it to be realistic. And in a real situation, the kids would be scared.
Wyoming Police Chief James Carmody said his officers weren't aware that students and parents were not told. He said his department will mandate that parents be notified ahead of time in the future. Quote, the purpose was to show how we will evacuate the classroom, not to assault the classroom. That's not an evacuation, you jerk. You're a lying scumbag, James Carmody. You don't evacuate the class by pulling the kids out, lining them up against a wall, and pat them down.
Yeah,
that's not an evacuation.
No.
That's harassment.
Yeah, that's a shakedown.
And what if they had found a bag of pot?
Yeah.
Going to put it back in the kid's pocket and say, well, it's just a drill, son. That's okay. We're going to let you get by with it this time. What if you found a knife? And you know what? If they found those things, it would just give them an extra reason to turn this into a regular occurrence instead of a drill. Then they would have their little after-meeting thing, their little debriefing. Well, sir, you know, this was supposed to be just a drill, but today we found 2 bags of marijuana and 3 knives. It's like, well, I think we've got a serious problem with drugs and violence on this campus, and I think more of these drills would be a good idea in the future. Random drills and shakedowns of students, like what happened in North Adams. Police Lockdown Drury from thetranscript.com. North Adams State and Local Police Lockdown Drury High School for about 2 hours Friday morning, searching lockers and vehicles for illegal drugs and alcohol.
God.
Mayor John Barrett.
This is about learning?
Mayor John Barrett, no, it's about obedience. It's about teaching the kids who's in charge. Mayor John Barrett III said Superintendent James Montpere requested the drug sweep for security reasons. Barrett wouldn't comment on the results of the sweep, but a Drury student said some drugs were found and at least one student suspended, not to mention the fact that they suspended the school day for 2 hours. The school department from time to time requests these sweeps when they believe there might be possible problems at the high school, said the mayor. It serves 2 purposes, as training for school and police personnel and as a way to check on things in the student population. And the 3rd purpose is to arrest kids. And the 4th purpose is to get the kids used to the idea of police being in their schools, to get them used to the idea of being locked down.
Of being patted down without any provocation.
1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to. and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that, and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can bring in whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, we give it away, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there. On the front page of the site for your downloading convenience, you just go get them for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org as we continue to bring more bad news to the forefront about the state of affairs in this country, which is that we're barreling down the road towards a police state in America.
And I come to believe it more and more every day as we continue to hear stories. This new Defense Authorization Act of 2007 allows the federal government to co-opt the National Guardsmen in your local state, take them to wherever they want to and use them as a police force, use the military as a police force here within the borders of the United States. That's all been made legal now at the federal level. And then you've got stories from localities where police are going into high schools and apparently even middle schools and conducting fake raids on the school, conducting exercises for the purposes of supposedly training the police on how to, you know, make sure that the kids are safe and everything. But really all it is doing is training us to be used to police being everywhere, to being used to having this militarized force nearby wherever we go.
To be having guns held on us and searched for no provocation whatsoever.
It's not enough to have the police with guns at the airports. Now they've got to be in the streets. Now they've got to be at our schools. This is what's happening, and it's for real. Mayor John Barrett, according to the transcript.com, talking about how police locked down Drury High School in North Adams for about 2 hours on Friday morning. I don't know where North Adams is, wherever the transcript.com is from. The Northern Berkshires? Anyway.
Is that in England?
I think
that's England, my friend.
You think?
Berkshire certainly sounds English.
Yeah, mayors and superintendents. Anyway.
Mayors and superintendents doesn't sound terribly
No,
British.
It doesn't. Nonetheless, the school department from time to time, why don't you go to the transcript.com, see if you can figure it out.
I will do such a thing now.
The school department requests these sweeps. Remember, drug sweep. Shut down the entire school for 2 hours while police search lockers and vehicles for illegal drugs and alcohol. He says it serves two purposes, a training for the school and police personnel, and as a way to check on things in the student population and also get people used to submitting to searches, unreasonable searches on the part of the police. He said school committee members were notified of the security sweep early Friday morning, quote, and listen to this part, everybody did a great job, everyone about their jobs and tasks in a very, very professional manner. That's all that counts here, Mark, is whether or not they did it professionally or not.
Right, sure. They didn't shoot any students. Great.
A student who asked to remain anonymous said the police locked down the school shortly before 10 a.m., then entered with about 5 canine units. Quote, one of my friends got caught with alcohol in his car. Are the canines trained to smell for alcohol?
I wouldn't have thought, but apparently.
No, I wouldn't have thought either.
North Adams is in Massachusetts.
And here's, as I understand it, what happens with these things. Now, it didn't happen while I was at high school, but then again, I went to the gifted school for most of my high school career, so maybe they just sort of went light on the gifted kids.
Well, I went to a regular public high school.
It didn't happen to you either?
Pretty much the whole time. Yeah, the whole time.
But that was in the 80s, and I went in the 90s, and apparently things have changed since 9/11. Well, as I understand it, what happens is they'll find certain cars that they suspect of something, and then they'll have the kid.
I wonder how they do that.
They'll call the kid out of class to come out and open up the car, so that way they can go in and look around.
No.
Yeah, by parking your car here, you're consenting to it being searched at any old time. By putting stuff in your locker, you're consenting to it searched at any time. He got a 10-day suspension and might have to go to court, said the student. A lot of lockers had their locks cut to see if they had drugs in them. I remember when I went to school, they gave us the locks. And that way they knew what the combinations were, so they didn't have to go around cutting them.
I can't remember whether they gave us the locks or not.
Some people got caught with drugs, but a lot of people just had their lunch eaten by the police dogs. A lot of people had their cars searched. I guess find the humor where you can these days. Barrett said he could not comment on the outcome of the search, but that he knew the canine units checked every locker in the school and every car in the parking lot. And this is my favorite line in the entire article. Quote, it's again the mayor. They checked all of the cars and lockers. They do not discriminate between the faculty, staff, and student bodies. Oh, so we're all supposed to feel better because they checked everybody's car.
Yeah, that's really swell.
See, it's okay. It's all right, students. Don't worry. You weren't the only ones who were unreasonably searched and seized today. We also checked out the cars of every single staff member. So, as long as everybody's being subject to a search, then how could it be considered unreasonable? They're searching everyone. You should be fine with this, people. What are you complaining about? Don't you want to be safe? 800-259-9231. Students were finally allowed out of their classrooms at around noontime when the regular class day resumed. Effort to reach the police superintendent, or I guess the school superintendent, were unsuccessful, and the police referred all questions to the mayor.
Yeah, well, there you go. We are responsible for answering questions for our actions.
1-800-259-9231. Well, that's the bad news, but there is a little bit of good news to report. From CNN's poll, a quarter century after the Reagan Revolution and a dozen years after Republicans vaulted into control of Congress, a new CNN poll finds that most Americans still agree with the bedrock conservative premise that, as the Gipper put it, quote, government is not the answer to our problems, government is the problem. A majority of Americans agrees. The poll released Friday also showed that an overwhelming majority of Americans perceive correctly that the size and cost of government have gone up in the past 4 years, when Republicans have had a grip on the House of Representatives, the Senate, and the White House. So that's good news, too, that most Americans are aware that government is getting bigger. That's nice.
But their only alternative is Democrats, who claim that they can fix the problem by making the government bigger.
Mm-hmm. Discretionary spending grew from $649 billion in fiscal year 2001 to $968 billion in fiscal year 2005, an increase of $319 billion, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Queried about their views on the role of government, 54% of Americans, the 1,013 adults polled, said they thought it was trying to do too many things that should be left to individuals and to businesses.
I'm with them.
I am as well. Only 37% said they thought the government should do more to solve the country's problems. See, this is why I'm for secession, Mark. Please, you 37%, go move out into California. And you can have the government do everything you want them to do out there. If you would all just get together, just think of how big your government could be. If you didn't have any of those pesky 54% of Americans to vote against you.
It could solve all your problems.
The Americans, by the way, now there's a little bit of bad news in this poll as well. Americans had slightly different perspective when it came to the specific issue of promoting traditional values.
Uh-oh.
A slight majority, 51%, said they thought that was an appropriate activity for government, while 43% said it shouldn't favor any particular set of values. Ah! Americans, when will you learn? 54% of you say that government's doing too much, but on the other hand, 51% say that you want government to enforce traditional values on others.
Fox News crowd.
When will they learn, Mark? When will Americans get it through their heads that when you ask government to do one thing, they're going to do everything? So if it's okay with you for government to enforce traditional values, then it's got to be okay for you to do for them, the government, to do whatever the hell they want to do.
FEMA, protect you from terrorists, the whole deal.
1-800-259-9231, it's all or nothing. 800-259-9231, I choose nothing. This is your show, it's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For centuries, Felt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. It's like the listener editable version of the website. And it's free, of course. WIKI, that's wiki.freetalklive.com. You know, I want to do a little bit of follow-up email action here. We had an email last week from Victoria, and she was asking us about journalism. She apparently is interested in becoming a journalist, wanted to go to high school, she was finishing high school, wanted to go to college, perhaps, to pursue a career in journalism. And so she was asking us, who know nothing about journalism, what she should do in that particular case.
You know, we're just commentators on the radio.
Right. And we threw out our particular suggestions. Just to recap, it was essentially, well, you know, maybe you should talk to some people in journalism. For instance, maybe get an internship at a local newspaper and start there and ask everybody that you come in contact with how they got started, what their career path was, and whether or not they thought that college was valuable when it comes to journalism.
I suspect they will.
And I think that's I still think that's a good suggestion for her.
But I also haven't seen a lot of journalists get highly paid.
But Bjorn emailed in here from the Netherlands in regards to his story, because apparently he did go to school for journalism, so he has a few thoughts for Victoria.
Okay.
And that said, I think you had a follow-up email on charter schools. I want you to have that ready as well.
I'm ready to go.
I heard Friday's show where Victoria was interested in journalism, says Bjorn, and wanted to know if she would follow a study. I'd like to share some of my own insights into this. In 2000, I graduated from high school. After 2 years of finding myself, I decided to go and study journalism. I'd always been good with a pen, and I have opinions and interests on a variety of topics. Journalism seemed like a good way to combine all of that. At the moment, I'm in my fourth and final year of my journalism study. In the first week of September, I also started my internship at a local radio and television station. For me, studying journalism was worth it. The classes taught me many valuable skills like audio and video editing, writing, how to research things more effectively, and interviewing skills. But they also taught me something far more valuable. They give me insight into how and why journalism works, and the many flaws inherent in the system. Before I took up the study, I accepted what was written in the papers and told on TV without question, like most people. Now I know better. I know how lazy journalists can be and how they play games with things like statistics and facts. I know how we manipulate things and can twist public opinion. I've become far more critical, even cynical, regarding the media I consume. Not a day goes by where I watch the news or read a paper and think, this is factually wrong, this was misinterpreted, or this is just sensationalism or misleading. Caveat lector, as he says, which stands for reader, beware. Ian's suggestion of getting an internship is a good, but a double-edged sword. Like I said, I'm currently interning at a local radio and television station, which consists entirely of volunteers. These people have learned the journalistic skills through a book or two, but mostly experience. I'm, in fact, one of two people with formal training out of a staff of 80. While they know the basics, they lack that cynical attitude that makes them great journalists. They don't really question facts. They interview the same people week after week, and they're not active in gathering news. They're stuck in a bad routine. Though I question, Mark, today's journalists? How many of them are good journalists or great journalists? I mean, can you be considered a great journalist if all you do is take a government press release, change a few words, and put it out there as the news?
Doesn't seem like it to me.
That's not real journalism. And how many of today's journalists, how many of the people that are doing this, taking government press releases and just re-releasing them, essentially, how many of the people that are doing that have college degrees in journalism? Is it really that worth it? Bjorn says it was. He says, I have the training to push through that, and currently I'm working with the management to reform the station, but if someone like Victoria was to end up here or there, she wouldn't learn much, or worse, she'd learn the bad habits of journalism. I hope she finds her way. Good luck, and caveat lector. Now, is it considered journalism if you're working for a news station? If you're working for a television station, is that considered journalism?
It is if you're a reporter.
I suppose, yeah, if you're a reporter. But is it the same? Are you on the same level? Are you as respected by press journalists if you're a TV journalist?
Oh, there's enmity between them.
Yeah.
But, you know, the ones that make the big money are on TV.
I think that one of Bjorn's problems is that he's working at a volunteer television station. I mean, the whole thing is staffed by volunteers. It sounds
right.
Like a NPR or something like that. You know,
it sounds like maybe a public station, one of those that public access.
Maybe so.
Maybe. That's what I thought of.
I kind of got the NPR feeling from it.
Okay.
But anyway, that's not where I'm suggesting you intern at, Victoria, or anybody else who's interested in this. You go and you intern at a volunteer station, then who are you going to talk to? These are people without any experience. These are people that are at the same level as you. What I'm talking about doing is getting an internship at a place where there are professionals, people who are getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you want to do, right? I mean, if you want to be a journalist, hopefully...
You're not going to college so you can do it for free.
Right, you want to get paid
hopefully.
Eventually. Now, it's good and everything to do things for free. You can get free experience and you can, you know, learn the ropes and not have to pay for it. I'm not trying to down people that work for free. There's a volunteer public access station around here. Great mm-hmm. way to learn some skills.
Sure.
So, but what I'm suggesting, though, is if you
not
really...
Not the way to make money, though.
Yeah, if you really want to learn about journalists and... If you really want to find out what the correct career path is, talk to people with a journalism career, not a volunteer. Go and get an internship at a real newspaper with real people getting real paychecks, and then find out what their paths were. That's my suggestion. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever you want. Now, Mark, you had a follow-up email as well, because we talked about charter schools. Niall had emailed in, I believe it was a Saturday night show, where he had kind of trashed the charter school that he worked at, saying that it was all bad, charter schools are all bad, and they're just government schools with a little bit of icing on the top, essentially.
I have an email here that from Kate that rebuts that. She didn't feel like that was the case at all.
Okay.
Or not entirely. Anyway, Ian and Mark, the information presented in the email that you read last night on the air about charter schools is not quite the entire picture. I understand charter schools fairly well because I'm in the process of starting one in southern New Hampshire right now.
Oh, wow.
Charter schools are authorized by states or municipalities and receive their funding from the authorizing body, state or town, and from private sources. They do not receive federal funds unless they elect to do so.
Hmm.
So that was one of the points that was made in the email.
Yeah.
What was the gentleman's name? I've forgotten.
Niall,
that's right. Just remember, he's named rats after us.
That's right.
As the email last night indicated, they can apply for and may receive federal grants for projects, as any government school or nonprofit can do, but that's not the primary source of funding. Charter schools in New Hampshire are subject to some, but not all, of the government regulations that standard government schools are subject to. In exchange for this reduced regulation, they are subject to higher levels of accountability. For example, students must make AYP, score well on the annual state assessment test, to keep the school open. The curriculum and how it is taught is determined by the charter school founders and the Board of Trustees, not a government body. The state cares that you are there, not necessarily how you get there. The State Board of Education must approve the charter, which includes a curriculum overview. But in New Hampshire, they are generally looking for innovation rather than the same old ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Charter schools save taxpayers money. A charter school in New Hampshire receives about half the dollars per student that a standard government school would, and therefore they spend less. Usually the school raises the remainder of the funds needed through private sources.
Really?
So
that's good.
Half the dollars. Now, just to make it a little clear, one of the reasons that public schools charge so much per student, and this is, it's one of those things that kind of skews the numbers a little bit, is the students that require really special education.
Okay.
The more special, the more it costs to educate them, as you can imagine. Sometimes it gets down to one teacher, one student, with the, you know.
Yeah, but these are government. This is the government version of special education. I just feel like if we would turn that over to private entities, competition would bring those costs down too, don't you think?
I would, and let me get cynical for just a minute.
Okay.
When I'm talking about really, really special education, I'm talking about really special education. I mean, somebody who's confined to a wheelchair, doesn't have all use of all their linguistic skills, mm-hmm. Has motor coordination problems. Let me get cynical. What do they need high school for?
Ooh, you don't care about kids, Mark.
I know it sounds that way. But really, I mean, should we be educating? Should we be spending all this money on education? I mean, that should be my option to say whether or not I want to give money to a school that educates those kids.
Absolutely.
And I got to say, I wonder if whether it's a value. A lot of kids that aren't expected to live 20 years are going to high school and getting high school educations at $10,000-$15,000 a student per year.
Why not just give them some video games? Let them have fun for the rest of their life.
Well, I think they should. I can see why parents would want to send them. I would want to send my kid.
More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com. That's A-Z-U-N, as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com. Or call toll-free to order and request a catalog. 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven?
Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the number for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and experience the site for free, the way a good talk show website should be. Those other radio talk shows want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their features. And by the way, their feature set is weak compared to Free Talk Live's. And we give it away at freetalklive.com. So whether it be archives, live streaming, the wiki, or more, we give it all to you for free at freetalklive.com, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. It's very simple. Great way to support Free Talk Live. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com and then order whatever it is you need to order for life. Maybe it's a brand new DVD, new book, piece of electronics, a piece of furniture. They've got big stuff, little stuff, bathroom supplies, even
plasma TVs.
Really big, high-ticket items, low-dollar items. You'll find pretty much everything that you need for life. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You get it delivered to your door, in many cases with free Super Saver shipping, which is a hell of a deal on its own. And you get to help Free Talk Live because we get a percentage of the sale. It's very simple. In fact, Amazon sent me an email over the weekend because I'm an Amazon shopper too. And so they send you these, you know, promo emails from time to time. And I figured I'd share this one with you guys because I thought it was a hell of a deal. Their new grocery, they've got the sale going on again. Same sale as they did earlier this summer when they launched their grocery store. If you go and shop at Amazon Grocery, and again, go to amazon.freetalklive.com, you load up your basket with at least $49 worth of products. Not hard to do. It's bulk buy stuff. So
right. So, three things.
I don't know. I think you can get more than that. But anyway,
well, you can, but I mean, you know, it's bulk buy stuff. It's
right.
Big stuff.
So you load up your cart. If it's at least $49, and by the way, every item at the Amazon Grocery is free Super Saver shipping, so you got nothing to worry about there. You load it up, $49, you punch in this code, GROCERY3, it's all one word. So when you're checking out, this is your code, GROCERY3, you're going to get $10 off. So $49, $10 off, that's $39, free Super Saver shipping, boom.
They want people to start using this service.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
And their brand name products, the products that you're familiar with, that's amazon.freetalklive.com, the code word, GROCERY3. As we go to the phones and do the fun, let's talk to Mark in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, and then we'll continue with more charter school stuff.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing good. What's up?
Not too bad. My question was, you guys were talking last week about the whole genitalia mutilation thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty cultural. You know, America is a different place than it was, you know, 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are both circumcised, right?
That's right.
That's right.
That's hot.
How
thick are your fingers?
What? How thick?
Yeah, how thick are your fingers?
I'm not sure. How do you measure the thickness of, you mean a thickness of all of your fingers or the average thickness of one finger?
Just the middle two. It's pretty hot.
Get out of here. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9.
You can hang with him?
I didn't know where that was going, and it didn't sound good.
I suppose he's trying to figure out, you know, size. Of
I don't want anybody. I don't want anybody appealing to the prurient interests of anyone on the airwaves here. We don't want that. 800-259-9231.
That's never been done before.
Let's go back to this email here from Kate. She's talking about the differences between charter schools and government, regular government schools. So you got government charter schools and then government regular schools.
Charter schools are generally non-union. Teachers at charter schools have the option of, under New Hampshire state law, to be a collective bargaining unit, but they generally do not choose to form such a unit. There are many benefits in addition to these, such as creating a choice for parents who want to opt out of their assigned government school, increased competition, and a chance for founders to implement an innovative curriculum where children are excited to learn rather than forced to learn. I'm sure that, like all other industries, there are good charter schools and there are bad charter schools. Mm-hmm. Some may elect to apply for and receive federal grants for projects like DARE, etc., but in defense of the good charter schools, they do increase the educational options available to families, increase competition while saving money, reducing government control over education. Sounds like a step in the right direction to me. Respectfully, Kate, New Hampshire.
Excellent. So they're not so bad. They're not all as bad as Niall might believe.
Yeah, and she's putting one together, so it seems
and Niall,
to me...
Niall said that he was so fed up with a bureaucracy at his charter school, because he works at this place.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they are one of these charter schools that does take the federal money, which probably makes them far worse off. Because then they got to go with all the federal mandates and stupid federal programs and DARE and all that. So he did mention that he was going to move to New Hampshire. Maybe
he can talk to Kate and get a job at her charter school.
That's what I'm thinking. We need to hook these people up. 800-259-9231. So the big news, or some of the big news from last week, was this Rush Limbaugh thing. And we haven't covered it yet here on Free Talk Live. I thought we should. Because Rush Limbaugh is a big jerk.
We've talked about this off air.
Yeah.
And we disagree.
You disagree with it? You don't think he's a big jerk?
Go ahead.
Last week, apparently, Michael J. Fox made some news because, or maybe Rush made the news. Maybe it wasn't news until Rush started talking about
Michael
it.
Michael J. Fox was did an ad.
He did an ad for a Democratic candidate, and it was referencing, I guess, stem cell research,
mm-hmm.
Parkinson's, which Parkinson's people with Parkinson's could benefit from stem cell research,
right,
as could many other people. And Rush Limbaugh, he went off on Michael J. Fox on his show, and I've got the clip here. From Newsbusters at YouTube. Here we go. This is apparently the audio from
the Tennessee
show.
Race isn't the only sign that the mid-year elections are getting rough. Take a look at what Rush Limbaugh is saying about Michael J. Fox, the actor who suffers from Parkinson's disease and is campaigning for Democrats who support stem cell research.
Limbaugh said Fox was acting, exploiting his illness when he taped this ad for the Democratic Senate candidate in Maryland.
Stem cell research offers hope to millions of Americans with diseases like diabetes, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. But George Bush and Michael Steele would put limits on the most promising stem cell research.
Now, before we go on, just on the issue here of stem cell research, government should not be involved at all. That's, of course, the solution here. And neither Rush nor Michael J. Fox is aware of this as a potential solution. They're just arguing over whether or not
sure they are.
Government should fund stem cell research. That's the argument here. And, of course, Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's, and that causes involuntary muscle spasms, as I understand it. Essentially, it's motion. You're constantly in motion when you have this disease. Very debilitating, very very sad disease. Sad to see somebody in that condition, especially somebody, you know, of former prominence like Michael J. Fox. And for Rush Limbaugh to come out and say what he said about Michael J. Fox and do what he's about to do is, to me, absolutely outrageous.
He is moving all around and shaking, and it's purely an act.
And you can actually see video footage from Rush's webcam where he's imitating Michael Fox, shaking around and moving around, and I just find it absolutely outrageous. I mean, that's tantamount to somebody else getting on the air and making fun of Rush because he's a deaf man.
Rush Limbaugh.
Well,
I
Rush
could talk like this if I didn't have my $2 million hearing aid.
Rush has been made fun of in many, many instances, and I'm sure he can take it. His skin is very thick. Look, Michael J. Fox entered into the political debate. And you know, he...
Are you Rush Limbaugh?
What?
Because that's the exact point that Rush Limbaugh made on this.
He weighed in. Look, if you want to jump in and say that you can that they can take my tax dollars at the point of a gun, you better be able to take a few jabs, man. Yeah. Nobody said Michael J. Fox did not.
Nobody said that Michael J. Fox couldn't take a few jabs. That's not the issue here. The issue is Rush Limbaugh just being a jerk. That was totally unnecessary. Why couldn't he
It's his job to be a jerk.
Why couldn't he just come out and address the points? Why couldn't he just address the issue? No, instead he's got to attack the messenger for a disease that he has,
he's
Mark.
Making,
that's sick, and I can't believe you're standing up for
he's
it.
He's making the point that it's possible that Michael J. Fox is exaggerating his motions. There is medication that you can take in order to stifle some of this movement. I know... I knew somebody with the illness, and they could take the medication or not take the medication, and they'd be worse some days and that they took it, and some days that they didn't. Did take it, they'd be better off. So, yeah, what if Michael J. Fox, I'm just speculating here, what if he went off his medication for a couple of days?
Well, actually, it just shows how much you know about this and how little research you've done into it, because I've seen an interview with Michael J. Fox about this, and as a matter of fact, he was over-medicated on that particular day.
Okay, so it's just a possibility.
It made it worse because he was over-medicated.
Do you think that the Democratic candidate and Michael J. Fox were hoping to use his illness to leverage votes and people to...
Again, I don't care about that. That's not the issue. The issue is making fun of
you
somebody
do when
with
they
a
trot
debilitating
out the kids
disease.
And say, what about the children? Here they're trotting out the cripple and saying, what about the cripple?
That's fine. You can critique the candidates all you want to. I understand where you're coming from on that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about political advertising and how devious it can be. We're talking about how just inappropriate and rude it is to attack somebody for a debilitating disease that they have. Don't you agree that that was absolutely rude and totally uncalled for on the part of Rush Limbaugh?
I think that he, saying that that he was totally exaggerating, that's what he did, was out of line. But that's Rush's job to be out of line.
Fine, it's his job to be a jerk, I understand that. But wow, he's really proven how much of a... I can't even talk about this without thinking about cursing and violating FCC law. More on the way, you take control. It is your show, Hour 3's coming up, Free Talk Live with Little Rush.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Free.